Welcome to the Live Wealthy Podcast with Dawn, where we are growing our wealth and our worth at the same time. You ready? Let's go. Today, we're going to have a chat about what JP Morgan, an investment company that really helps provide our investment firm, Relevé Financial Group, information about what's going on with the markets and the economy. And they wrote this article called The Cash Trap. So FYI, so if you have money sitting at the bank or at an investment firm that's sitting in cash, okay? And I understand why a lot of you have money sitting in cash, because over the last 20 years, cash has never returned as much as it has been returning since the last 20 years. So right now, cash is giving a rate of return in a money market, which is really pretty much almost no risk, at over 5% rate of return. And we haven't seen that type of rate of return from an investment that has nearly no risk associated with that over the last 20 years. Like, there hasn't been this opportunity for getting 5%-ish in cash. We haven't seen that for 20 plus years. So there isn't a huge, significant opportunity that you've had by having your money in cash. But there is a significant opportunity cost to you. Yes, cost, by just leaving your money in cash. Okay, so we're going to talk about seven opportunities here and the seven whys you should consider taking your money out of cash right now and going into the markets. So when I say markets, we're talking about a combination of the stock market, the bond market, and alternatives. And again, just as a reminder, stocks are when you invest in a company and you own a piece of equity in that company. Bonds are when you are giving a loan out to an entity and they're paying you interest in return. So they're taking your money and they're paying you interest because you are like as essentially acting as the bank because they need to raise investments. Okay. So there's an opportunity for you to go in stocks, bonds, and alternatives. Alternatives are everything else that's not a stock or bond, real estate, structured products. There's just so many different alternatives, commodities, hedge funds, all the other things. Okay. But here's what I want to talk about. So the seven reasons why. The first one, why you should take your money out of cash, consider taking your money out of cash, moving it into stocks or bonds or alternatives. And I'm talking about the cash that is not tied to your emergency money. So we all need what I call power cash reserves. It gives you power. We need cash because cash is liquid. It gives us flexibility and it gives us opportunities to pay off the emergencies that happen in our life. And we need anywhere from 3 to 6 months of our current expenses in cash. So once you have 3 to 6 months of your cash sitting there on the sidelines to take care of those emergencies, then I'm talking about any cash above that amount, we should have it be working harder for us. So the first reason why is because, and why this in conversation is so timely and why I'm in here with my green juice talking to you about investing and not out spring breaking, because interest rates have peaked. And historical data and historical research tells us that the riskier assets that are more risky than cash, which is every asset out there, do better, perform better after we've had an interest rate peak. So interest rates have gone up. You all know that. Inflation has gone up. And the Fed has paused the interest rate hike. And we're anticipating in the second half of 2024 that interest rates are going to start to go down. And when that happens, we have historically found that higher, riskier investments do a lot better than the conservative cash. So that's the first reason to consider getting some money out of cash. The second reason is because when cash actually performs well, like we've seen it over the last you know, year or so, cash returning 2, 3, 4, 5%. Guess what? What you're missing out on is that the other asset classes do well too. They actually perform well as well. So for example, we are in March of 2024. The S&P 500, the 500 largest US companies, has given us a rate of return of over 8%, 8.5%. Cash hasn't done that. Cash is like, when I say cash at 5%, that's an annual rate of return, where year to date, including January, February, March, we've seen the S&P 500 do over 8%. Okay. So when cash performs well, so do other asset classes. So that's another reason to not leave your money in cash. Number three, because of inflation. Now, we've seen inflation be significant. We've seen it be in 7%-ish. Inflation has come down to about 3.5%-ish. But because of inflation, which means when you're out at Target, when you're at the grocery store buying soap or buying groceries, what you're paying today versus what you're going to pay next year because of inflation, that same product is going to be more expensive. And because of inflation, your purchasing power gets weaker. So investors need more in rate of returns than what cash is offering us because inflation has been so high. Okay. So because of inflation, investors need more return. In fact, I always say, historically over the last two decades, that if you have too much money in cash, what you're doing is you're losing money safely. Hear that out. If you have too much money in cash, you're losing money safely. And the reason being is because it's not keeping up with inflation. And you feel safe by having your money in cash, but you're actually harming your overall investment performance. Okay. So I talked about bonds. I've talked about stocks and understanding the difference of both of those. But there is an opportunity right now in the stock market, but there's also an opportunity in the bond market. So bonds have been really lagging over the last umpteen years, like over the last multiple years, but we've seen a real gain in bonds last quarter of 2023. And the reason being is because of that rate halt and us, the anticipation of interest rates going down. So what the analysts who are out there and the researchers that are anticipating what's going to happen in the markets, what they are seeing is that there's more of an upside potential in the bond market than the downside risk that you have in bonds. Now, bonds tend to be more conservative than stocks. However, we've had some negative performance in bonds over the last few years, even though last year ended up positive, but that positive rate of return only happened in the last quarter. But bonds have been flat or negative, okay? And we haven't seen a negative impact or negative results in the bond market like we have over the last 12 to 18 months since 1976. Dudes and dudettes, guess what? I was 5 years old in 76. So we haven't seen an upset in the bond market like we recently have had and that we've recently experienced. So guess what that means? When things go down, they have to come back up. So if we haven't seen this upset for 40 years and we just experienced this upset in the bond market, what do you think is going to happen to bonds moving forward? There's more of an upside potential than a downside risk. So it's super important right now for you to get some money out of cash and going into bonds, or another word for bonds is fixed income. Okay, that's the bond market. The stock market, this is number five. The fifth reason, okay, is corporate earnings. So stock, the earnings of corporations and the projected profit growth outlook for our U.S. companies look really robust. Okay, so the opportunity in stock Because of corporate earnings and the profitability of companies, the analysts and the researchers that go in there, they are looking at it and see that the what they're projecting out for the companies look really robust. So there's opportunity also in the stock market. Okay. So again, what am I talking about? I'm talking about getting money out of cash, money that you don't need for emergencies, and that you have enough in cash to take care of 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. But then that cash that has been sitting on the sidelines, getting it working for you in investments. Okay. The first reason I talked about, interest rates have peaked. Second is that, there's other asset classes besides cash that's doing well. Everyone talks about how cash is doing so well. It's what makes the news. But the stock market's doing well too. And when we're in higher inflationary periods like we are in now, investors need more. That was number three. Number four, there's upside potential in bonds right now. Number five, there's upside potential in stocks right now. Number six is about waiting. Waiting and missing this opportunity, and why I'm sitting in here in March drinking a green juice and talking to you instead of being on spring break, is because waiting to get your money out of cash into the markets can actually harm your performance. Okay. So when performance is negative in the markets, stocks and bonds, what happens? They read the data and they look at history. History doesn't always repeat itself exactly, but it repeats itself when we have multiple decades, we can start to see patterns. And what they've seen is that when we have negative performance, that closely to that negative performance is when we see we receive positive returns. So we can, because the market is something you can't really have a crystal ball and predict, right? But when there's negative performance in markets, whether they're stocks or bonds, we see close behind that negative performance is all of a sudden positive performance. And that means that we can't time the market. In fact, if there's one thing that you're going to listen to right now is this, is that over the last 20 years of investing money. Over the last 20 years, if you have missed 10 days because you were too afraid to get your money invested, or you were trying to time the market, if you have missed just 10 investment days out of the last 20 years, your performance results in half of what the rate of return of what you should have received. Do you hear that? Over the last 20 years, if you've missed just 10 days, your result would have been half of what you would have gotten if you would have just left your money invested and took advantage of the downturns in the market. Half of the performance. You can't afford to take on that type of waiting risk. That is a huge, huge understanding and knowledge that you need to not let the emotions or not let life, your busyness in life, get in the way of you missing out on the opportunity, because we don't know when those 10 days are. 20 years, we don't know when those 10 days are going to be. Nobody knows. I don't care how smart the analysts think they are. Nobody can properly predict when that time is going to be. Okay. So you have to leave your money in the investments, and waiting to get your cash invested will significantly harm your performance. Okay. And my last tip is investing long-term is so important. And this ties to, you know, number six, which is waiting to get your money invested. But you have to look when you're investing your money, you know, you got to look at especially the asset classes, the stocks that you are investing in, that they are long-term investments. Okay. And what matters more is the time in the markets, though, so the time horizon, the longer you have where you're going to get the best rate of return and have your money work the hardest for you, is the amount of time in the markets versus trying to time the market. Okay? Super, super important. Timing doesn't work. So with that said, there is a cost of not taking action. There is a cost of thinking your money is safe, but you're losing money safely. There is a cost for not having the knowledge of what's going on and the opportunity that lies in front of you right now. So if you're looking for advice on how to get some of that cash moving forward, if you're looking for advice on maybe your investments that you have already in the stock market and in the fixed income market, but you're questioning the cost that's costing you by not having someone proactively look at that, or you're questioning the cost of your investments, like what is it really costing you in those underlying fees, or you're looking at the cost of the taxes with your investments and or the taxes of your income, I want you to fill out the financial assessment below. Because once you fill out that financial assessment, this free assessment that we have, then we can start leading you into a path of helping you get your money working harder for you, helping you reduce your taxes. Okay. We have two different programs. We have a Live Wealthy program. We have a private client program where it's with my investment firm called Releve Financial Group. But I'm here to serve you whether you have debt only and no assets or you have multiple $1 million in assets. It doesn't matter where you're at. What matters is that you stop not taking action and you start minimizing your taxes so you could have your money working equally hard for you. Thank you.